Blog Talk Radio.
I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Church of Christ at Redan Road, located in Lithonia, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Brother Ben Griffin will be presenting our words of encouragement on today, and I know that he will do an amazing job. His topic is fatherhood, images of a point man, and comes from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. I kindly ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing, that you find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you, Sister Danielle, for such a warm welcome on today. And all those who are tuned in on this morning, hope and trust that God is blessing you in a very special, great way. We know because you are alive and well. You are again blessed, but more than that, abundant blessings. We pray that God will bestow upon you on this day. Ephesians chapter 6 has been a very cherishable passage, particularly verses 1 through 4. We use this passage to start sermons when talking about Mother's Day, and also when talking to children, obey your parents, honor your mother and your father. And verse 4 sticks out. This is a direct admonishment to the heads of the households. It says, fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurturing and admonition of the Lord. Make no mistake about it. It's a direct admonishment to the behavior, conducts, and improvement and betterment of fathers. The experience of fatherhood isn't something that can easily get put into words. It's wonderful to some and terrifying to others. It introduces you to the world of unavoidable reality that is everything. It transforms your relationships with everything else in your life, your work, your spouse, and your parents. When we talk about images of appointment, we need to realize that appointment has a crucial role at the forefront of an enterprise as the leader or spokesperson of a campaign involving an economic or political issue. This person is a point guard in basketball who sets up the plays. More precisely, when a soldier is assigned a position some distance ahead of an infantry patrol as a lookout, he is the lead soldier whose life is at risk each time he does so. What's crucial about a point man is that the life of others is dependent upon his astuteness, alertness, and awareness of being out front during crucial and dangerous times. This function is likened unto fatherhood. Men have said a lot about fatherhood, but with this morning we're going to just go direct to what God has said about fatherhood. The father has a role all of his own that none other can perform but him. He is obligated to be both physical and spiritual head of the family. One of the most familiar and favorite passages, Joshua 24:15, where he speaks for his family, where he says, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. In Acts chapter 10, we find that it speaks of Cornelius, who was a leader of an Italian band. He was a centurion in charge of 100 men. But it says that he feared God and all his house. That means everyone followed his lead. And then in Acts chapter 16, verse 30 to 34, when the Philippian jailer, the Bible says that in the same night, he was baptized and all his household. So no matter what religion the head of the household may be, all those who are in his household follow his lead. That's a point, man. So as a point man, a father possesses certain traits. True story, a close friend of mine whose daughter, a grown young lady now, a victim of divorce, said, Daddy, I was angry at you for a long time. I was hoping you took charge of our home, but you never did. And that's very penetrating, just to know that a young lady expects certain out of her father, and he failed to do so. And now she's grown, and she realized that her victimization of divorce could have been avoided only if Daddy would have taken charge of the house. See, fathers give the first impression of fatherhood. The right kind of father must first be the right kind of man. He is to be the kind of man his sons would aspire to become, and the kind of man his daughters would look for to marry. So with this in mind, I'd like to say that a point man gives directions to others. Proverbs 4:1. The writer says, listen, sons, to a father's instructions. Pay attention and know understanding. A smart man knows the next best move. Ephesians 4:6, verse 4. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. In order for a father to do that, he must know what the nurturing and admonition of the Lord is, for he can bring his children up in that mindset. A smart man assures all is safe and well. Verse Thessalonians 2 and verse 11. As you know, we exhorted and comforted and implored every one of you as a father does his own children. A smart man cares for those he leads. Psalms 103:13. Like a father has compassion on his children, so Yahweh has compassion on those whom fear and respect him. A smart man is truly connected to those following him. Malachi 4 and verse 6. He returned the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to the fathers. You see, while the wording varies, ultimately every dad, or at least every good dad, defines fatherhood similarly. It's about nurturing what's best in their children. Regardless of what society may say, only a man can be a father, and only true fathers are real men. Any male who chooses not to be a man can never be a father, nor can he be a smart man. Smart men are those fathers who will equip and lead their families successfully through hazards and ambush like divorce, suicide, drug addiction, and sexual immoralities. Jesus Christ is the ultimate smart man. He's looking for men who will not die, but rather live for their families. Christ said in John 15:13, greater love hath no man than to lay down life for his friend. But as a father, who are we safeguarding? Who are we leading? Who are we fighting for? Is it our families? Is it our children? So just like that soldier who goes out in the bush, he goes ahead, first dangerous. He puts himself at risk for the rest of his squad, his platoon, or his company, his comrades. He realizes the danger that he's in, but he volunteers to be the point man anyway, because he knows someone has to lead, someone has to follow. The point man chooses to be the leader. I hope and trust that fathers of all nations will learn and voluntarily lead their families, but not only lead them in the path of righteousness, lead them to the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And so we know that this day of Father Day is approaching us. And I just want to pray for all fathers that they realize the institution of fatherhood was given and orchestrated, originated by the Almighty God. He is our Father. May God bless you and may he keep you as we pray. Merciful God, we're so thankful for this moment. Thank you for this time. Thank you for these few words that we can utter in such a way we can encourage and admonish fathers, encourage young men who will soon one day be fathers, that they too would be learning to be point guards, point men, that they would learn how to execute strategies for the furtherance and betterment improvement of their families. We pray that they live such a way that their sons would want to be as them, that their daughter would like to marry a man similar to them. We pray that they continue to be husbands or house bands, bands of strength around the house, holding the family together. We pray all these blessings in Son Christ Jesus' name. Amen.